this is part five now. I lived in Rahway at various times over the years that this poem was being written, and under different circumstances. It has a center room that has been the least functional room in an apartment that long withstanding that I have ever seen. I guess it was a multifunctional room in some ways. It should have been the center of the house. It had been at one time. It had a cooking fireplace. It had the bathroom connected to it. It also connected to the master bedroom. It was raised up a step. It held the entrance to the front door and a closet that never stayed latched. Well, we never seemed to know what to do with it. Sometimes it was used as a formal dining room, and I suppose people, when Alan made it his home only, I suppose it was used more as a dining space. But in those years when this poem was being written, it was a mystery. For a while, it'd been an artist's studio. Jeanette Gursky, who did a lot of paintings there and also did the painting that I entitled in the poem earlier, Made on the Wall by the Front Door. It's supposed to be M-A-I-D. I remember it most as a way to pass through to the bathroom, to the kitchen, and to the other rooms of the house. This is Rahway, part five. At Rahway, one, centered in a space that is not a room, arrangement does not hold. An artist did her painting where an unknowing man now stands and draws. A half-broken closet holds things back which should have been of use. Memory is an old cooking fireplace. Time is the constant sound of a ticking clock. A large mirror filled with smudges and distended reflections. When the full moon dogs and emergency sirens wailed, we knew of nothing gone wrong with us. The breeze lifts the black drapes in a motion without sound. We are an exit from the highway. In the back, under the floor of my room, a cat curled up to die. The decay covered everything before I knew what it was. I pulled up the floor and speared the rock-hard corpse. Fat black flies crawled out of its mouth, gorged and bloated. Through the winter, we cursed and crushed them, but they left stains that would not wash away. And we knew of nothing grabbing onto us. We live for wine-filled conversations, books and weed, music, sex and magic. The house gave itself to us sympathetically, a place where people come to dream and have dreams spun. Two. She had the wandering feel of a child with painter's eyes, wide like an open door of fantasy. I hear rats in the walls, so let me sleep with you tonight. She squawked and strutted. We called her the bird. She painted rows of women lying on pallets under red and purple skies. Her color caught confusion and exploded. She left with steel in her eyes, the ecstasy of her belief vanished. So it was for us all.